Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, very early on a Saturday morning, and Captain Darrell Carpenter's already out and after him on the water. Captain Darrell, where are you headed and what you hoping to catch?
We're headed looking for some clean water there, Don, and of course speckled trout's on the menu. We'll probably have to run around a couple of places. Oh Lord, mercy! I'm in the middle of the boat parade, and everybody's wondering why didn't you stop. but no, Don, man, look, I heard one of the things you said earlier, and I don't want to be argumentative with him, but man, if you ain't catching speckled trout in Grand Isle right now, you just ain't in the right place. The clients that I have on the boat, they've been here all week, and they've been surf fishing. And if you would see the stringers of trout, he's been putting together on the surf, just fighting the waves, fighting the surf. It's just been amazing around Grand Isle the last week or two. There's been a lot of birds. I've caught fish under the birds. I've caught really good fish under the birds. Caught a whole lot of good fish around the reefs or the passes. My guys been fishing the rock jetties and the beaches right at the point, on the beach in front of Grand Isle. It's, you name it, they're everywhere. And the thing is, I think all week long, I might have killed 50 shrimp. Everything else has been coming off of plastic, just slow rolling it on the bottom.
Doesn't get much easier than that. Are you running along the front side of the beach? Is that where you are right now?
Oh, no, sir. From what I can see, there's still some elephants running across that horizon. That it's going to take that gulf just a little while to turn down and, calm down a little bit. And from what I'm seeing, we might end up getting wet today. I mean, I know there's, we got a 20-30% chance of rain, but I'm watching a few of these, the tops starting to get a little bit tall on. So there may even be some thunderstorms around today.
So I guess that southeast 5 to 10 forecast is more to the 10 than it is the 5.
No, I mean, it's good. At 4 o'clock when I got up and started getting everything ready this morning, there was an exact mirror of everything in the water. I mean, you could see it was like a lake. It was dead calm. Wind started blowing a little bit about 4:30, but I'd say it's still on the 5-mile-an-hour side. But it looks like I said, we're going to have a few little disturbances and blow-ups today if this stuff continues. So I would assume the upper bays, the bigger bays are going to get rough around some of these thunderstorms if they do develop.
So what part of the island were you seeing those surf trout coming from? Was it around the Elmer's Island area?
Yes, they're all been on the west side of the island where he's been fishing. Just having to put up with that rough surf, and like he told me this morning, I asked him, so what are you here with me for after he showed me the pictures of what you've been fishing? And he's like, nah, I just want the experience kind of thing. But man, and even then, he said he was having to fight the rough surf. And he made the comment, he's like, Darrell, you're not getting a boat anywhere near where we've been fishing because it's just been too rough. You'd end up beach. But man, I mean, Don, it's just stereotypical. I mean, we're having one of the best years. I don't know. I mean, last spring was killer like this, too. But it's just, man, this stuff has been so easy lately. It's almost a shame to do what we do.
You mentioned that you were using very few shrimp, which is going to make Captain Ryan Lambert very happy to hear. But the plastics that you're throwing, does it make any difference, the style, the type, the color?
Yeah, well, Don, we've been fishing. From past experience, I'm pretty high on that matrix shad. and what we've been fishing has been really, really stained water. And I just revert back to my old bass fishing days. And when you've got that darker stained water, you typically go with darker colors. My color, my go-to color, I've used 100-pack of them so far this week, has been that Major Chad, dark green mullet. I forget the exact name of it. But that's been I just been sticking with darker colors, and that one bait has been working, so I hadn't even tried anything else. We did, I guess it was Wednesday morning, we tried a little bit of top water. We made about 4 casts with a top water because it was dead top. And the other guy had one guy on top water, one guy on the matrix. And the guy on the matrix did 3 or 4 casts with a top water and already put 5 fish in the boat. So we're like, hell with that, cut the top water off.
Yep, that happens that way. Now, when you're fishing those matrix shad, are you letting them slow fall down and getting hit on the fall, or are you dragging it slow across the bottom? How are you working?
All right, so here's the story on that. The other day I had clients for multiple days, and we caught them both days that I had them on that bait. The first day we were jigging it and catching fish. The second day, when we started off, we were jigging it and catching fish. And then something happened. The tide slowed down or something. And look, I know I can't keep my fish, but I'm going to get in on some of that every now and then, right? I couldn't catch a fish because I was still jigging it. The two clients at one point I had 6 fish flopping on the floor of the boat. And what had happened, whatever it was that changed it, and this is where you've got to be versatile when you're fishing, whatever it was that changed the conditions, the fish went to where they would not touch it unless we were throwing it up current, letting it sink to the bottom, and you were literally throwing out to the side of the boat. But you had to let the current just roll it across the bottom. I mean, not reel it, not do anything, just let the current roll it across the bottom, and you'd see the tip jerk. As soon as you'd see the tip jerk, it was a fish. It took me a little while to adjust to that.
Yeah, it gets like that. The smallest little things can make the biggest difference. Daryl, somebody wants to get in on some of that Grand Isle fishing, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, and give them the telephone number if they want to make a call.
225-937-6288.
All right, we're not going to hold you and your clients up anymore. Thank you for the report. Go
oh,
get
that's
them.
All right, Don. Thank you.
Crank her up. All right, there he goes, Daryl Carpenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.